This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When I was a teenager, if I wanted to talk to my boyfriend, I had to stretch the kitchen phone to sit in the hallway where I would slide the door across and try and get some privacy. Sooner or later, Mum or Dad would want the phone and I had to get off and find something else to do. But teens today are constantly texting, Snapchatting, FaceTiming, etc. with their boyfriend or girlfriend, and that is changing their love lives. Now, Dr. Justin Colson is home mowing the lawn on school holidays, but we've dragged him in from the great outdoors to talk to us about love in the digital age. Hi, Justin.
Katrina, hi.
I can just about smell the two-stroke from here, Justin.
That's right.
Now, take us back to young love in the 80s and 90s. What was it like for you?
Well, I remember I was on the phone whispering sweet nothings into one of my girlfriend's ears way back then, and I actually remember being in the middle of that and hearing my sister laughing. She wasn't laughing away from the phone. She was laughing down the phone line.
So she's picked up the one in the bedroom or the one at the other end of the house and she's eavesdropping on you.
That's exactly right. Oh. And in the background, she's laughing her head off and then she's going, I love you, Amanda. I love you. And it was...
Justin, I have to tell you what Duncan said this morning on breakfast. He pointed out that in those days, you actually had to ask the girl's permission to speak to her because you had to go, hello, Mr. Hills. It's Duncan here. May I please speak to Amanda? And so, like, you know, it was just embarrassing and hard work, really.
It really was. And that has all changed with the whole idea of love and parenting in the digital age.
So, Justin, how do you reckon technology has changed the way that infatuated teens are relating to each other and even hanging out together?
Well, I think that one of the big things we've just sort of skirted around just now, and that is that kids don't have to have any kind of involvement whatsoever with parents anymore. There isn't that I might ring and have to talk to the mum or the dad. I mean, you know, what would I do then? And so there's that straight away. But I think something else that I'm seeing is that our kids. They can go to bed with their girlfriend or their boyfriend now, and they wake up with their girlfriend or their boyfriend.
They're just like constantly connected through all that technology.
That's right. If parents aren't, closing down devices and putting them into the safe for safe storage overnight, they are quite literally going to bed with their phones, and therefore they're going to bed with their romantic interest.
Yeah, wow.
Poses a whole lot of particularly interesting challenges, doesn't it, for parents who want to keep their kids safe?
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think parents need to do about this? Or what should they be mindful of if their teens are in love in a digital age?
I don't think there's ever been a more important time for parents to be close to their children. Of course, once children are old enough to start to have those love interests, they start wanting to not talk to their parents about it, which makes it terribly challenging for us. Look, the advice that I give to parents is threefold. Number one, stay close to your kids. Mm-hmm. And when they don't want to talk to you, let them know that's okay, but you just want to be involved in their lives because you know stuff. You know, you've been on this planet for two or three decades more and you know stuff. You might not know what they know, but you know stuff. The second thing I would say is, as hard as this is, we need to give them some autonomy. And I know every parent gulps when they think, my goodness, I just need to control them, not give them more space. But what research shows is that the more we try to control them and the more we try to, you know, look over their shoulder or ask them questions and know everything that's going on, the more they hide from us. Mm. So we've got this battle where we're trying to keep them close, but we're trying not to tell them what to do, how to do it, when they should have done it and why they haven't done it already. And so it gets very, very, very tricky. And the third thing that we need to do is we need to let them know that if anything ever does happen, that they've decided not to tell us about for whatever reason. We'll be sad that they haven't told us, but when they need us, we'll always be there for them. We'll always, be supportive. We'll always be there to encourage them and help them. Sometimes kids won't come to us when things are getting serious because they're worried that they're going to get in trouble, and they need to know we're not interested in getting them in trouble. We just want to help them.
Now, Justin, what about the fact, though, that, you know, like when I was a kid, I spent time moping around, missing my boyfriend in the summer holidays because we couldn't see each other. But now that they're connected the whole time, do you think that makes the relationships more intense? And how can we, should we be talking to them about, maybe just backing off and having some space from each other at times?
Well, we should, but everybody who's had children knows that that's not going to be...
They won't listen.
...received.
Okay.
Right. So one parent that I spoke to just recently has a 16 or 17-year-old, and she's dating some boy who the parents just... don't feel good about, shall okay. we say. And they were delighted when the other boy's parents said, well, we're going over to the United States for 4 months for an extended holiday. Dad's on sabbatical.
Oh, so that's what you've got to do, organise them to have an overseas holiday. Right, okay.
Well, the thing is, they were so excited. And then they said to us, it hasn't made any difference. They spend as much time together now as they did when they were in each other's physical company because they're FaceTiming and they're Snapchatting and they're Instagramming and they're not getting that space that the parents so desperately want for them. So it does add that layer of complication. And once again, this comes back to what's our relationship like with them. If we can keep the relationship tight and close and trusting, what we can sometimes say to our kids is, you know, this is something that is important. It's important to have some space to let the relationship breathe. You know, it's important to date other people. It's important to not be absolutely besotted and committed. It's important to not have to, you know, feel like you're on call all day, every day.
Yeah, wow, that's full on.
That's right.
Yeah.
As you said, the intensity. And you remember when you're a teenager, everything's more intense. All of your feelings and emotions are more intense. There is no such thing as the future. There's only now. And as parents, when we say these things to our kids, if the relationship isn't right, then it's just water off a duck's back. In fact, quite often it pushes the unwanted behavior underground. So our job is to make sure our relationship is trusting. Do our kids trust us to act in their best interest? That's when we can start to say, because you trust me, this is something I'm worried about. Can we talk like adults about it? Can we figure this out? And we have to go from there. But it's delicate, and it gets trickier the older they get and the more in love they become. And phones have only created an even stronger bond between teenage lovers.
Okay, well, it's tricky territory. Thanks for helping us through it, Justin.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Dr. Justin Colson. I've brought him in from Mowing the Lawn to talk to us about love in the digital age.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.